The epistle for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Brethren, I give thanks to my God always for you, for the grace of God that is given you in Christ Jesus, that in all things you are made rich in him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that nothing is wanting to you in any grace, waiting for the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who also will confirm you until the end without crime, in the day of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 9. At that time, Jesus, entering into a boat, passed over the water and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him one sick of the palsy lying in a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the man sick of the palsy, "Be of good heart, son, thy sins are forgiven thee." And behold, some of the scribes said within themselves, "He blasphemeth." And Jesus, seeing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, 'Thy sins are forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," then said he to the man sick of the palsy, "Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house." And he arose and went into his house, and the multitude, seeing it, feared and glorified God, who had given such power to men. Please be seated. Let peace be your strength. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We see that this Mass starts out asking for peace from our Lord. It asks for the peace for those who patiently wait for him, that they have the hope in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The gradual continues that idea that peace will be, that it will be our strength in our lives, trying to help us with the difficulties, the crosses, the trials that we have, the things that maybe we stress out about, or we see that scare us, that it will be a peace of our Lord, a peace that comes to us because we patiently wait for him. And you see that peace will also come because of the strong faith that we have. It's something that St. Paul thanks God for those who have a strong faith. He says that nothing is wanting to you in any grace. And so it is this reminder to us of the grace of God that comes to us because of the faith that we have. And through that faith will also give to us the peace of soul that we need to have, trusting in Almighty God. I mean, in the Gospel account, we see the famous cure that our Lord makes of this man sick of the palsy. We've talked about it before, of how our Lord, for him, obviously he could do both, but he first chooses to cure the man of his sins. And then from that, because the scribes, they think that he blasphemes, but they think of that in their heart. Well, then that after that, that is that when our Lord then also then, he cures him of the palsy himself, to show to them that he has the power over both, that he can do both. Because they see and they witness then this man take up his bed and walk along, walk into his house. But we see very clearly where our Lord saw very, very much that it's the cure of his soul was the first thing because of the strong faith that they had. The strong faith of the ones that brought him, and then the strong faith of obvious the man sick of the palsy. And so I think for us, it gives us an understanding of where the peace will come from. The peace comes because of our strong faith, even amongst the difficulties and the trials that we have. I would say even amongst when we see the struggle that the church is undergoing at this time. That it will come through, the peace will come from our Lord, only through him. But it will require from us a strong faith, a peace that will come because we trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what the introit is asking for us, to give peace to our souls, to give peace to us. You know, we're begging for that from our Almighty God. As I say, the gradual continues that idea and that theme of that. And I think it is very important for us because we see of how the world is around us, We see how much that is going away from Almighty God, and then even with the church, the struggle that it is having. And so what does it ask from us? It asks from us a trust in God, a confidence that we have. And that is why then when you look at the gospel account, I think it is a lesson to be learned. A lesson because, one, our Lord sees because of the strong faith that he will make sure that the soul is healthy again. But then also that, then to prove the point, yes, he goes through and then cures the man of his sickness too. But first and foremost, it is his soul that he is looking out after. And these other men that came and brought this man in his bed, because of their strong faith, that is also then why our Lord did that. And so I think it is helpful to us to try to look and to see and examine the confidence, the trust that we should have, especially because of the way that the world is around us. I mean, for all of us, we worry about, say, our children growing up in this world. We worry about the state of the church. We have all of these concerns, these worries that are in us. And certainly it is warranted because of the way that the world is. Of how much worse will it get? Of what is God waiting for before the chastisements come? Obviously, God only knows. But I think that's from us. We can listen to the words that our Lord says to this sick man, take courage. You know, thy faith has made thee whole. And that courage that comes from the peace that we will have, the confidence and trust that we will have in our Lord, that we keep praying, we keep sacrificing for these. That's why I encourage you with the Ember Days to offer it for a purpose, to where when we do deny ourselves of, you know, the bigger meals or the things that we like to have on any day, that we offer it for a purpose. That we see why the church is asking from this 4 times a year. I mean, yes, it corresponds to the seasons, but I think more importantly, it also corresponds to the time period, the graces of the season to come. And so that is why then the church asks of her children to sacrifice, to do penance, to mortify oneself. Yes, it makes it difficult when we have that. We're working, we think about that. We struggle with these things. But how much can we gain from that? By those little offerings that we make to God. That is where then the grace will come for our souls. Is what will help us then to gain these things from Almighty God. And as I say, you see, because of the strong faith, that our Lord granted this twofold cure to this man. And so that also reminds us of the trust that we must have in God. Begging God for the grace to give us these, the help that we need, the peace of soul. We must ask for it. We must beg God for that. But as I say, with the world around us, yes, it scares us. I mean, it scares us just to see how much the world is going away from God. But obviously, we look throughout history, the same thing has happened. When you think about Noah's Ark, when you think about these time periods of where, yes, they go away from God's grace and the state of the world. But God would always send some souls to help us with that, some faithful souls that would bring upon the graces upon other people. And so that's what we must pray for. That is what we must beg God for at this time, to be found faithful. You know, as our Lord would say to us, take courage. Thy faith has made thee whole. That is what we're begging God for him to say to us. But as I say, we look at the world around us, and it makes it very hard and difficult for us to do so. It makes it hard for us to live our faith. It makes it hard for us to stand up for the convictions that we have because of the state of the world around us. But that is why we must pray. That's why we must sacrifice. Going back to what Our Lady of Fatima has said, prayer and penance. She said that for a very reason, because she knew what would happen to the world around us. She knew what would happen to all of our souls and the struggle that we would have in living a daily Catholic life. So that's why she says to us, pray and do penance, because it is necessary for us. And so let us truly then pray to Almighty God for the peace of soul that we need. The peace that we need to have amongst the difficulties and the struggles of this world. Of asking God for that confidence and trust in him. So we can say to him, give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for thee. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.